everybody. Welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. Tonight, I want to cover a couple of intertwining topics. Recently, the majority of our team went up to New York City for the New York International Open and what we consider our first major tournament of the year. And I spoke with everybody afterwards and kind of did a debrief, which I like to do after every tournament. And in speaking with most of our athletes, a common theme started to come up, and that was how they felt that their performance didn't, or the way they felt about their performance was that it didn't really feel good while they were doing it, and afterwards they thought their performance was much worse than it was. And so tonight I want to talk about the relationship between your training, your tournament prep, and your actual tournament performance or your execution, and how those things are intertwined. And so first off, I want to start off with the tournament itself. So when you go to a tournament, many of us, I'm sure all of us have experienced the situation to where we go up there and when we perform, it doesn't feel the same way that it does in training. You might be feeling really good in training and everything is just clicking. And then when you go out there on the tatami, nothing seems to go right, or it doesn't feel, if you're doing kata, it doesn't feel the same way that it did. It feels less powerful, or I hate to use the word powerful, but it doesn't feel as good, I guess I should say. It doesn't feel as connected. And why is that? A lot of that has to do with the environmental factors of competing in a tournament that are beyond your control. So, right now, we just found out a couple days ago that the Olympics for 2020 have been postponed until either later this year or sometime in 2021. But up until now, up until recently, this situation, some of those international athletes have been competing on a almost monthly basis. So they're traveling, they're staying in hotels, they're eating food that's different, and all of these environmental factors come into play. You're at a different venue. If you're a local athlete, for example, maybe this is your first time at nationals, and so it might be much larger venue, much larger tournament than you've ever competed at before. And so those environmental factors that are outside your control often play a role. And what we see is that what you're 100% output, or the output at 100% that you want to put out, in reality comes down to about 70-75%. Right? You think you're putting out 100%, but in reality you're only putting out about 75% of what you normally put out when you're in training. And why is that? Because it's all of those other factors. Sleeping, or lack of sleep, time, jet lag, different foods, different environment, the venue itself, nerves, and things like that. So to counter that, we need to, in training, we need to create a buffer. If that 100% becomes 70% at the tournament itself, we need to ramp up our 100% and bump that up to 130%, so that when we're at that venue or at that situation and all those other factors come into play, the amount that we can still put out is, the intensity that we can still put out is what our previous 100% used to be. So that ties in with our tournament execution. We need to create a situation to where we need to train to the level that when all of those environmental factors come into play, our 130% comes down to the 100% intensity that we want it to be at. So now I'm going to switch and kind of talk about, well, how do we do that? Part of that is our training, right? Well, if I train hard and I go to the tournament, I'm going to do well, right? Well, not really. Hopefully, but let's not leave it to hope. So one thing we need to do in training, well, let me step back. There's a phrase out there, or a saying, that's train like you fight, fight like you train. And that's easy to say, but what does that mean? I often tell our athletes that when they go to a local tournament, when they go to New York City for a big tournament, when they go to to the US Open in Las Vegas, or when they go to Nationals, wherever it is, that needs to be the same as every time they're competing, or I'm sorry, they're training in the dojo. Every tournament needs to be just another tournament or just another kata. If you're doing a kata, if you're a kata athlete, this just needs to go out and just do another kata. But how do you achieve that? You need to create the environment in your training that replicates that feeling of competing, so that when you're training, you're actually going through your kata, through your training, as if you're at the venue, as if you're at the national championships or the continental championships or at the world championships. So you're training your mind so that every time you go, you're training your mind and your body so that every time you go to training, you are winning an event, winning that premier event that you whatever your goal is, okay? Whether it's national team selection, a Premier League or a Series A tournament, whatever that is, so that you're factoring all that in every time you go to training, every time you do a kata, every time you do kumite, right? You're sparring somebody, you are winning a match. And the way I like to do that, it was actually introduced to me by Coach Akira at JMAC Karate. He's one of the US national team coaches. And he played at one of our coaches seminars, he played a video by Kayla Harrison, a US judo gold medalist. And she has a visualization to where she creates the whole day from the time she wakes up to the time she wins the gold medal at the Olympics, and all of her matches and her warm-ups, her matches, her cool-downs and warm-ups and her snacks between matches. And she creates this whole process and she runs through that over and over again. And that's what you need to do, so that every time you go out and you train, you are creating a winning environment, both for your mind and for your body. You go to the dojo and you're just going to do a couple kata, or you're going to work on some specific drills, but you have to approach it that you're at the tournament. You're at this venue. You're at this specific tournament where you're trying to accomplish your goal, and you work through that each time. If you're sparring three different people that day, each one of those is well, this time I went against the Brazilian and he did this or she did that, and so then I move and I scored and I got the Chudama Washigeri and I got the Ippon for Senshu, and then they countered and they got a Yuko, a Chudan Gyakuzuki, and then I did this and then I won the match. I went back, I talked to my coach, I drank some water, I ate a banana, stretched out a little bit, and then I went for my second round. In my second round, I went against Uzbekistan, and this person did this, this, and this, and then I did this, and we went up, and then I won. And then I went up, and in the semifinals, I had England, and we went, and this was the outcome of that match. And then I went back, and then the finals are going to be tomorrow because it's a Premier League event, for example. So I went back, and I stretched, and I did this, and this is how I ate dinner, and then I got a massage, and then in the morning, I did training here. And then when I went to my finals, the lights were dark and they had the spotlight on us as we walked out, and we went up, we bowed, I bowed to the referees, I bowed to my opponent, we fought, I did this, this, and this, and this, the opponent did this, and then I won, and now I'm standing on the podium getting my gold medal. And that's what you should be having going through your mind every time you're in training. You can't approach the training just, well, I'm just gonna go to the dojo today and I'm just gonna train, and it's just dojo training. Because then we're creating two different mental scenarios, two different environments in our mind, and they don't match. We want them to overlap and we want them to match. Our training and our competition need to be the same. And we need to create that winning environment so that every time we do something, we have a positive winning outcome. To put this all together, I talked about how we need to increase the intensity of our training so that when we get to a tournament, the environmental factors there that can inhibit or bring our intensity down still allow us to put out our maximum intensity, the 100% that we want to put out. And to do that, that's how we tie our tournament preparation and our training together, by making sure that when we go up there and we compete, we are always competing in a winning situation, and we're putting out, that gives us the ability to put out that maximum effort. Every time we go up there, we're competing against the national champion or the continental champion or the world champion every time in training. And then that will carry over, that will help marry our training mental attitude, our training state of mind, and our competition state of mind, and put them into one, so that regardless of whether you go out there for training or whether you're at a competition, you're creating that winning environment, and that will lead further to your success. So I'd love to hear what you think. Now, go get to work, and we'll see you out there.